This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Busy couple of weeks coming up for President Obama. He's off on a swing through Asia tomorrow. Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, and Malaysia specifically. Trade will, of course, be one of the many items on the agenda as the White House offers reassurances that it actually is going to start paying more attention to Asia from now on. But Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports political and economic realities kind of have a funny habit of getting in the way sometimes.
For decades, America focused primarily on allies and enemies across the Atlantic. But more and more U.S. trade and investment are happening across the Pacific. So is the U.S. matching that right now by shifting more military capability there?
Some, but very little. 2,500 U.S. Marines, for example, were sent to bases in Australia.
Stephen Biddle teaches international affairs at George Washington University, and he says ultimately the U.S. plans to put 60% of naval and air forces into the Pacific, up from 50% today. But right now, defense spending is not going up due to the drawdown from Middle East wars and Congress's sequester budget cuts. Mark Gunzinger is at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
In terms of dollars, frankly, we have not seen much of a shift in the way the Department of Defense has allocated its resources towards the kinds of capabilities that I think might be needed in the future in the Pacific region.
And then Gunzinger starts to list the threats from China, which is boosting defense spending by double digits.
Precision-guided anti-ship cruise missiles, advanced air defenses, undersea warfare systems, attack submarines.
There's also North Korea and perhaps new rivals yet to flex their muscles. These threats may well require expensive new weapons and capabilities, but with tensions mounting in Eastern Europe and Syria's civil war raging and little appetite to increase spending on Capitol Hill, analysts don't expect that to happen immediately. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.